You're back in with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. The big news this week is the closure of recreational fishing and shell fishing in the state of Washington. That's why we've got Kelly Susowin, the director of the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, joining us today. Director, thanks so much for making the time.
Thank you.
I have to ask here, in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, kids are out of school. People are out of work. The states of Maine and Missouri, they're encouraging people to go fishing. They're even saying no license is required to do so. And they're saying they're doing this as a means of getting people outside and relieving the incredible stress we are all going through right now. You and Governor Inslee, to say the least, have gone in a different direction. All access to state public lands and state-managed boat launches and water access sites were closed down. Now, the sport of fishing and shell fishing has been closed down too. In fact, as of March 27th, Washington is the only state in the nation going this route. Why is that?
Well, we are going a different route. I think the nation as a whole is looking at how do we flatten this curve. That's really the only tool we have to fight this COVID virus. And in our state, we're looking at taking a very aggressive effort to do just that, the social distancing, stay home, stay healthy per governor's proclamation. That's why. I think as I talk to people, I understand the frustration. I hear the frustration. And absolutely, you can go fishing while maintaining social distancing without affecting others. Individually, you can. But I think if we take a look at it on a higher scale, that's what we have to look at. It's not the individual activity itself. So we've closed a couple of things where people still, on a sunny weekend, all migrated to the coast. They bring all the folks from Puget Sound down to the coast. We bring too many people. We overwhelm bathrooms. We overwhelm grocery stores. We buy everything out. It's those ancillary activities that go along with it. Can you go clam digging without exposing someone? Absolutely. Can I go fishing on the sound, in a lake, on a river? Absolutely. But collectively, as a whole, when we bring people from outside a region into a region, that's where we have to worry about the exposure. And that's really what we're trying to fight with this effort. And then we work at our top. Our priority is to keep people out there. Absolutely, it's a good, healthy activity, especially at a time of this stress. But we have to do that in a way where we aren't spreading the germs from one place to another and we're not exposing each other. And so we felt this was the best way to get there.
The initial press releases and follow-up information pointed out that crowds were forming at certain lakes and certain rivers, and specifically we're talking about the Cowlitz River, where there was a popular steelhead fishery, and the Tucannon Lakes in eastern Washington, where there's quite a few crowds for the March 1st opener. Also, it was mentioned that creel checkers, who are checking fisheries for ESA reasons, they were being put at risk because they were having to do these interviews with anglers. But I'll be honest, Director, these seem like manageable issues. You can basically have staff warning people at these sites that if they don't maintain social distance, that you're going to have to close down the fishery, or you just close down the fisheries where you know there's going to be crowds of people. Likewise, creel checkers, it's not hard to have a conversation from, you know, the distance of a steelhead fishing rod away.
Well, and that's exactly what we were doing previously. So let's go back ancient history. About a week ago, that was the approach. The governor's last proclamation said, stay home, don't work, unless you're an essential function. Recreational fishing was not an essential function or essential industry. I, right now, under the governor's order, can't put those creel checkers out there. I can't put our samplers out there. So starting at that high level, those ESA fisheries where we've got a federal permit. In order to maintain that federal permit or comply with that federal permit, we need to do the creel checking, the sampling, the monitoring. I can't put those people out there without violating the governor's order. Without those people out there, I can't support that fishery. And then as we close that fishery, those folks are looking for somewhere to go. So we took the next step we look at as well. How about those lakes? I got to tell you, I've got a number of emails in my inbox right now talking about how frustrated people are. They were looking to go to Lake Roosevelt. And those are east side and west side people. People are wanting to travel. So those destination locations, that some that you just mentioned, attract those people, and we create that same problem we're trying to avoid. And we looked at, well, do we just eliminate those destination spots? Then that effort goes out to the other lakes that are still open. We're seeing tremendous demand right now, understandably, and it's not just us. I talked to other states. Our enforcement guys are talking to other states. People are seeing 2-3 more times their normal level of activity right now because of this pent-up desire and demand. And so as we open things up, we create those locations. So we started at the top with those ESA-type things where we just legally, functionally can't support it, start clamping down. And as we clamp down, we just, it's like pushing on that balloon. You just push those people somewhere else. On a given lake opener in the season, later in the season, it's not unusual for half the people on an east side lake to be from the west side of the state. So we really are supporting that community movement across the state. So for right now, we decided the most definitive and cleanest thing to do was shut it all down right now. We're trying to keep it temporary. Right now it's 2 weeks. I don't want to sugarcoat it. There's a good chance it'll go longer, but we've got staff right now working on when we start to ease these restrictions, how can we do that? Our goal is to get people back out on the water, but do it in compliance with the governor's proclamations and directives.
You're listening to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're talking to Kelly Sussewind, the director of the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, about a statewide closure of recreational fishing and shell fishing. Question, you know, there are anglers that are listening right now. They live on a lake or a river, and they literally just want to fish in their own backyard. There's families who live a three-minute drive or a short walk away from a small lake. They're cooped up in their apartments. There's anglers that have boats at the marinas. And all of these people, if they go fishing, they're not leaving any COVID-19 footprint when they do. They're not going to stores. They're not going to gas stations. They're literally just going on their boat. They're going on the water. They're relieving stress. They're not harming a person. What do you say to these people who are asking you, why are you criminalizing my desire to cast a line and reel in a fish?
I'd ask them to look at the bigger picture. The fact that you individually can do that is great, but we're making a decision for the broader society, and society as a whole can't do that. Much like I said, I can easily go out and go fishing by myself. One, I shouldn't be traveling. I've confirmed with the governor's office that when he says get out and recreate, he means from your home. Not jump in a car, drive to a trailhead where 1,000 other people have done the same thing. It's really recreate close to home. The fact, if you live on a lake or live on a river, that's great, but a lot of people don't. And then we start looking at the issue of, do we want to have a fishery open? Those are, you own the land, you own the dock. The fish belong to all the people of the state. And I don't want to create a situation where only those privileged few can access it either. Those are the kind of things that we are looking at. When we open this up as soon as we can, are there ways that we could have locals stay local, not move across the state, have everybody have an opportunity to get out and do that? Those are things we're looking at. We just didn't see the ability to do that on a short term. We also recognize that it came abruptly. We always try to give notice to folks. How much notice do we give? And when you give notice, basically in a situation like this, you just exacerbated the problem. I'm going to close the Columbia River on Sunday at midnight. And you know what the Columbia River looks like in the 3 or 4 days between now and then. So we decided the only way to do it was immediately and broad scale.
Turkey hunting season is opening up for youth hunters April 5th. For everyone else, April 15th. As you mentioned, the governor is already hinting an extension of the stay at home, stay healthy order. Are you going to postpone the turkey hunting opener?
We're evaluating that right now. I think we'll have an announcement out soon. It's another one of those things. We're trying to keep opportunities open where we can. Openers coming up. We also have spring bear opening up. Some locations April 1st, other April 15th. Those are draw-only permit hunts. The youth turkey hunt you mentioned, and then the general turkey hunting season's coming up, and then we have the Lowland Lake opener, as you said. We said on the fishing that we would come back on April 6th and give an update, and we'll have an announcement on those, at least those first couple, the April 1 portion of the spring bear and the youth turkey here soon. But those, again, are hunts that people tend to travel for, so that will factor into our assessment. And I think we'll have an answer out by Monday. We're checking closely with Gov's office, Department of Health, others as we're making these decisions. So we'll get an answer out there as quickly as you can, and then we'll schedule a routine check-in on progress towards getting stuff reopened.
One other thing here, and I'm guessing these discussions took place. I was a law enforcement officer for 24 years, and one thing I learned is that if you coop people up in their homes and you take away healthy outlets for them to relieve stress, whether it be going wildlife watching at your nearest state wildlife area or fishing at the neighborhood lake, you're adding to a sense of isolation. You're going ahead and exacerbating natural depression. And these things, they will likely result in increases to issues like domestic violence or worse, a heightened suicide rate. Was any thought given to the mental health of Washingtonians versus the therapeutic effect of outdoors recreation, where it seems that Missouri and Maine have gone that way towards the therapeutic issues?
certainly some thought, and I'm not going to get outside my wheelhouse here. We've worked with the Department of Health on that. Overwhelmingly, the consensus is right now the bigger issue to deal with is COVID-19. Our best tool is restricting travel and spread of that contagion. And we'll certainly keep that factored in as we figure out how to reopen these things. But right now, there's real concern. So another example, Yakima County did a stay home before the governor did. That's because they've got such a limited and fragile medical system. And as you bring folks around the state, you really want to keep that curve flat because we know we're going to be saturating those. So yes, that was factored in. I'm going to defer to the professionals in the healthcare field. And the advice we're getting is high priority towards COVID-19 and figure out how to deal with the other stuff as it comes.
We've got 30 seconds left. Any final message you would like to give to people who hunt and fish in Washington as we work our way through this closure and potential closures on the hunting front?
Yeah, I would ask people again, think about the higher level thing. Your in particular activity, your particular exercise of the issue is not the concern. It's that broader issue. Know that we're working to get people out there as quick as we can. We are not taking this lightly. I'm working really hard to make some decisions, and I'm hopeful for the first time really in my career that months from now, I'm going to look back and go, man, maybe we didn't have to be so strong. But the likelihood is what I'm being told, at least by the healthcare professionals, is we'll look back on this and these questions will seem somewhat minor given what we've got coming. We've tripled the number of cases in the last 7 to 10 days here in our state, and we're on a trajectory to continue that. So we're taking it seriously. We want people out there as well. We just want them out there in a safe way.
That's Kelly Susswood, the director of the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. Kelly, thank you so much for your time today. Please stay healthy. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. You as well.